I'm storyteller Dale Jarvis, and I invite you all to join me as we explore the fairy path. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness lay upon the face of the deep. And God spoke, saying, "Well, this will never do. Let there be light." And so there was. And God separated the night from the day, and he hung the sun and the stars and the moon in the sky to guide our way. And then he reached down and he pulled apart the dry land from the water. And he created all the fish that swim in the ocean, and all the birds that fly in the skies, and all those creatures that creep and crawl and slither and walk along the earth. And then he created man, and then he created woman. And there are some who say that that first man and that first woman had many, many children. Now, on one fine Sunday afternoon, after God had finished his lunch, he decided he would go out for a walk, and that he would walk down the road and pay a visit to Adam and Eve. On Sundays, it was Eve's particular duty to wash all those hundreds of children. And those of you who have perhaps washed a small child of your own, or who perhaps remember being a small child, will in no way be surprised to learn that Eve managed to wash the well-behaved children first. And on this particular Sunday, when God came and knocked on the door, she only had about half of those children done. When she saw who it was, she took those other children, the dirty, mischievous, ill-dressed children, and she shut them away down in the basement and told them to be quiet. And she went out and she prepared a cup of tea for God. After God had finished his cup of tea, he said to Adam and Eve, he said, "Bring forth the children so that I may see them and give them my blessing." And so all those well-behaved, freshly bathed, well-dressed children in their clean Sunday clothes and their nice clean socks all came out to see God. And God looked upon them and smiled. Then he said, "Are these all your children?" "Oh, yes," said Eve. "These are all the children." God looked puzzled at this, and he looked around and counted the heads of the children. He said, "Are you certain that these are all your children?" And Eve looked at Adam, and Adam looked at Eve and gave her a little nod. "Yes, Lord," she said, "these are all the children." And God seemed very puzzled by this, and he asked a third time. He said, "Are you certain that all the children that are here now are all the children that you have?" "Yes, Lord," they said, "these are all the children." And then the face of the Lord grew black, and great was his wrath. "Three times have I asked you," he said, "and three times have you lied to me who knows all things, and three times have you denied the existence of your other children. Those children who are here now, to them I give my blessing, and they may go forth and be prosperous and replenish the earth. But those other children, those dirty, mischievous children who have been hidden away from the sight of man, so there they shall remain until the end of time." And so it came to pass that this is exactly what happened. Those good, well-dressed, well-behaved children, they went out and had children of their own, and those children had children, and those children had children, and so on and so forth, until those children's children are all of those of us today. And those other children, those small, dirty, mischievous children who were hidden away from the sight of men, they became the fairies.